Let's do this again. Welcome back, everybody. It's the 9 and 9. The Takeover's 9 and 9. I am your host, the resident disc junkie Chilla, playing some music for you to get you into the weekend. It is the 9 and 9 countdown. Today, we're going to be playing, you know how we do, a different episode every single week. This week's episode is going to be celebrating hip-hop with Halloween, or rather, vice versa, celebrating Halloween with hip-hop. Sorry, it's been that kind of night. Just got off of work. Hopefully, you're already off. Going to play some music. You guys in the mood, you know what I mean? So here we go. We're gonna go with the first song on the countdown, the 9 at 9. It's a classic joint. This one's by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This one's called A Nightmare on My Street, right here on KSFS.
To tell about this guy, you all know me and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call him to bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and dumb rushed the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. My room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. Wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my
bed, but through the covers with his claws tried to get me. But my alarm went off and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. So, don't go to sleep, Jeff.
Jeff, I'm going to bed.
I love that joint. It's probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite Halloween joint right there. Yo, can y'all even hear me out there? It's kind of crazy. Like, I can't even hear myself. Let me try another mic. Yo, nope. Oh, there I go. Oh, no, that's terrible. All right, screw it. We're going to do it live anyway. Right here on The Takeover. It's the 9 at 9. Celebrating Halloween with a hip-hop twist. That eerie music in the background. Yo, we're going to switch things up. We're going to do a little early. I'm going to give you all the top-selling hip-hop albums of this week. Usually I save it for a little later, but I'm going to do it a little earlier tonight. Tonight, coming in at number 9, Kanan, God, Country or the Girl. Number 8, DJ Drama, Quality Street Music. That dropped off kind of from last week. Number 7, Jay-Z, Live in Brooklyn. Number 6, Rick Ross, God Forgives I Don't. Number 5, Lupe Fiasco, Food and Liquor 2, The Great American Rap Album Part 1. I don't even remember which one this is. Where are we at? Number 4, Two Chainz, based on a true story. Number 3, Good Music, Cruel Summer, which is bouncing up and down the charts. Number 2, Machine Gun Kelly, Lace Up. And number 1, again, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, The Heist. This is very similar to last week's. So anyways, I'm kind of doing a solo tonight. Don't got my partner in crime, Mr. Jones. He'll be joining us later, possibly, maybe. But anyways, we're going to get back into this countdown a little bit. Y'all have any requests? You got anything that you want to call? You got any Halloween story? Well, not really. I don't really want to do that. Yeah, I changed my mind. If y'all got any Halloween songs you want to play, just go ahead and call me, 415-338-1532. You can tweet me, at Chilla415. You can go ahead and get on the chat roll, ksfs.sfsu.edu. Go ahead, get on the chat roll right there. And if not, we're just going to go back into this list right here. And it's going to be, everybody should know this joint by now. This was one of the hottest albums a couple years ago. Was it last year, a couple years ago? You know what? It doesn't matter. Here we go right here. Kanye West featuring Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj. Monster.
Till it's bright out, oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best.
Whoa. Yo, I think the studio's haunted or something. Isn't that fitting? Shoot. Something's going on. This is some crazy stuff. We're going to go it again right here.
I shoot the lights out.
If I don't come back, that means something crazy happened here. Some poltergeist-ish.
Just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. Then who you going, get? Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the beat, the same raps that gave the track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shy nigga, but these hoes love my accent. She came up to me and said, this the number two dial. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Miss that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do rise to new now. Think you motherfucker really, really need to cool out. Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow shit. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my ass.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stomp it, stop your silly nonsense. Nonsense, none of you niggas know where the swamp is. None of you niggas have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder, murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires. Milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake fucks with no fangs. Trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre. Seems to be the only way to back you back.
Nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster. With a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanka, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. First things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. Hairdresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew. And I'm all up, all up, all up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't noticed cause my money ain't.
Let me get this straight, wait, I ain't a rookie. But my features and my shows, 10 times your pay. The DK for a verse, no album. I'm headed home.
Yo, that was Kanye West featuring Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, Rick Ross, and Bon Iver, or whatever, however you pronounce his name. I don't really care. That was off Dark Twisted Fantasy right here. The classic Ghetto Boys. My mind's playing trick or something.
Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. That move that I ran off the block, or is it that nigga last week that I shot, or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, metal flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. God damn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Yo, one of the classic joints, Ghetto Boys, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me. Right now, the studio is being possessed by another entity. Say what's up, Sheree.
Hey. Whoa. What's going on?
Yeah, so as I was saying earlier, you know, the studio seemed like it was a little bit haunted. Little gremlins jump around in the computer. But I think we got all the quirks fixed right now. But Sheree was so kind to join me in this lonely booth. It is a little, gets a little eerie sometimes here at night, you know. It's getting close to Halloween. That's what we were talking about. So, I know, right? So, what's up, Sheree? What you got some plans for Halloween?
Like Halloween or Halloween weekend?
Oh, yeah, huh? That's right. This year, Halloween fell on a Wednesday. Unfortunately, I don't have a rhyme for that. So, yeah, both.
I'm actually hitting up Club Liquid tonight where I was supposed to be working, but I had to come do this. So, I'm going to be hitting that place up.
Well, this and the show after this, which is Sheree Says Hey at 10 o'clock. Only on KSFS.
Only on KSFS. But I'm going to be at Club Liquid in San Jose tonight, getting my swerve on, dressed like a freaking peacock.
That's what you're dressing up as
this year? I'm going to be a peacock.
I want to see your peacock.
Exactly. Hey, you know that's my pickup line.
Yeah, it's going to work. I remember last year was the first year I dressed up for Halloween in like 10 plus years because of work. And I just had a poncho and a sombrero. This year, I was just going to do the same thing, but I realized I'm going to be getting hella photos, so it's going to look kind of tacky. So who knows? I'm going to wing it. Tomorrow's, I got the most of the day off, so that's when I'm going to do my Halloween shopping. But as for Halloween Day, I'm also working that. How you doing?
Like Halloween Day?
Yeah, Halloween Day. Wednesday.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm supposed to be making an appearance at a frat party.
You was going trick-or-treating.
I'm supposed to be at a frat party at Cal. I'm thinking about going trick-or-treating.
Let's go trick-or-treating.
But I get off work at like 9:30.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll make it work. Giant. I mean, I think that's another thing. Shout out. I mean, we're talking about black and orange Halloween. Shout out to the Giants. This week on Monday, they advanced to the World Series. They've already had two games. They won both those games. Tomorrow, well, they already went to Detroit. They're already at Detroit. Tomorrow, there's going to be the first game in Detroit. It's going to be game 3. Looking forward to that. But like I said, I'm taking it one game at a time. So that's why we're just focused on tonight's show, Halloween hip hop.
Whoop, whoop. I love hip hop and Halloween.
Halloween used to be my favorite holiday. It's a little different now that I'm older and I actually have to buy the candy to give out to the kids. But luckily, I live in a pretty bad neighborhood, so I don't really get
Lucky for you.
Lucky for me, I live in a pretty bad neighborhood, so I don't get a whole lot of trick-or-treaters come by. But I'm not even going to be there, so whatever.
That's funny.
I know, right? It's kind of bad. But I used to love Halloween. You don't even know. I used to have, like, pretty good. I remember one year, probably one of my favorite. Me and my homeboy Christian, we dressed up as Men in Black. And it was really bad because my jacket was blue and my tie had stripes, and he didn't even have a tie. And I think he wore jeans, and we were like in 7th or 8th grade or something like that. And it was just, but we had the sunglasses and you got the gist of it. I mean, it was kind of hard in those days, you know, being not wealthy or anything, you know. And I remember, if anybody remembers Mortal Kombat, my Lola actually in 6th grade, she made me the suit for Reptile. It wasn't like no store-bought where just like it's all together. Aww. She made me the costume and it was dope, man. Yeah, that was probably the dopest costume I ever had. It was super dope. I wanted to keep it for years to come, but yeah, good times. What about you? You got any fun Halloween stories? Regale us with some trick-or-treating Halloween.
Any fun Halloween
perverted
trick-or-treats? Have I done? Oh, I got one.
Oh, there you go. Once I said perverted, you were like,
No, it's not perverted. I was actually out trick-or-treating with my nephew. I think it was like, I was probably 19 or 20, and he was like 16 or something, like 15 or 16. I don't know. But we were out trick-or-treating. And we're walking around, and these little girls were like talking crap, and he's all what, and the girls start messing with him, and he goes and looks at him, and he's like, bah! And he gets in their face, and all of a sudden he freaks these girls out, and then for like half a block he disappears for like 10 minutes. He chases these girls down the street. It was hilarious. They were running and screaming. They couldn't have been more than 14 years old. That was the funniest shit I had ever seen. He just had these vampire teeth, and he chased them down the street.
I was gonna
for, like,
ask what he was dressed up as.
Yeah, his face was white. He's like a vampire, and he just chased him down the street for like a block.
I feel like Twilight ruined it where you can't be a vampire anymore on Halloween. Just my opinion, I guess. I remember me and my two of my other brothers, when we were little, we used to just, every year it was a rotation of costumes. One of us was Tarzan, one of us was a clown. I think the other one was like a lion or maybe even a cat. I don't know. This one was real little. And that was just every year my mom would rotate the costumes. It was that, man. Halloween is like, I think, cooler now, costume wise. But I think people were more creative back then. But I've seen some pretty dope ones this year already.
I've been pretty creative.
Blueprints.
I've been pretty creative with my costumes. Up until, I think, this year and last year were the first time I ever got remotely naked in my costume. Whoa. Like, I was never, like, dressed like a disguised whore before. But last year and this year have been it.
Except for on the weekend.
Ever since I turned 21, that's when I started dressing like that.
Well, then that's okay. But, besides, I remember my laziest costume besides last year. I mean, last year was the first time I dressed up since I was like 14. When I was 14, I dressed up as quote unquote a homeless person. Basically, I just put on some dirty laundry, baggy laundry, and I just didn't shave. Or, oh wait, I don't even think I needed to. I was 14. I just had like little peach fuzz and whatnot.
I dressed up like an emo kid last year for work.
But you dressed up like that every day.
I looked like a raccoon, like on over my eyes.
That's
and
racist.
Then I pulled my hair in my face and I was like, don't look at me. And then I drew a
That's
fake,
pretty much you every day.
I drew fake cuts on my wrists to be like,
that's too far.
Yeah, I took it a little far.
Do not blade, people. It is a serious.
Remember, across the way, not wait, no, down the street, not across the way. Right? Down the street.
I've never even heard that expression. Do they really say that? No? Hello?
What?
I said, do they really say that?
That's how you know how to cut yourself.
Wow.
Across the street, not down the way.
I think that's a perfect segue to this next joint. This is Gravedigger's Diary of a Madman. You are a madman, Sheree.
You guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits may do it to these raving madmen?
Bear witness as I exercise my exorcism. The evil that lurks within, the sin, the terrorism. Possessed by evil spirits, voices from the dead. I come forth with gravediggers and a head full of dread. I've been examined ever since I was semen. They took a sonogram and seen the image of a demon. At birth, nurses surrounded me with needles and drugged me all up with the diseases of evil. Grew up in hell, now I dwell in an Islamic temple. I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. Look deep in my eyes, you see visions of death. Possessed by homicide is what I am obsessed. Giving niggas brain dimples. Dragging their asses on my hook by their temples. The cause of death is unknown to the cops. Cause when I kill them, I'm not leaving one element, two or tops. First I'll assassinate him, and then I cremate him. Then take all of his fucking ashes and evaporate him. Or creep through the graveyard and hunt down your tombstone. Dig up your skeleton and stomp all your fucking bones. You try to haunt me, nigga, I ain't trying to hear it. Buck, 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 I give your ass a Holy Spirit.
Explain to this court when these problems first began.
The year 84, November, day 10. Overwhelmed by the wicked inspirations of an evil gen. I realize my ideas has born for 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears. I saw the torture, brutal murder of my father. So my brain became stained with the horror. I'm having reoccurring nightmares of being soaking wet, strapped down to the electric chair. I got tackled with handcuffs and shackles and restrained in the bottom of a holy tabernacle. They gave me nothing to eat for 2 weeks and sold my eyelids open so I couldn't sleep. About to die from thirst, that's when a minister quenched my jaws with a cold glass of vinegar. Upon my wounds, they seasoned me with salt and knelt my hands and feet to the form of a cross. Ah, I cried as the blood dripped inside of my eye, refusing to die. Visions of hell tormented my fate, so I chewed my fucking arm off and made an escape.
Please calm down. Let us please proceed with the defendant's explanation.
Enter the realms of understanding and take good heed, and you could bleed while I'm scanning. Three stages of pure hell, 60 cages of red cells. Shh, raindrops hiss the pails. Path is dull and narrow. You stalk by shadow. I pierce your skull with a fucking arrow. So narrow, only one could enter at a time. Stuck in the center, read the signs. A thousand doors to choose. You better hurry. Don't stop, shit is getting hot as a pot of curry. On your right side, there's fire. Your left, deep waters. Watch your step, there's deep waters. What's that coming through the floor? Is a claw. Psh, took
this fucking ass to the fucking core. Stroll through the dark conditions. I stone you till I see sparks and frictions. I chop you like a coal miner, then combine the drug and mix it with your blood. Some more, I give you some more and watch you crawl. Guts hit the floor, worms exit your pores. I trick you, then I'm quick to syringe. Deep between my thoughts that bust out your skin. You scream, portraits of inflictable pain. You can't stand, you're up to your hands in quicksand. You're sinking and sinking deep into the earth. Thoughts was possessed since the first day of birth. My mental says, it's my turn to possess the matter. Stab you with a dagger up Jacob's ladder. Thoughts become shattered, confused and tragic. Fiery thoughts of grave diggers.
Guilty. Next case.
Yo, coming up, we're gonna give you the top 9 most downloaded hip hop joints. But right now, my children out there, we're gonna keep it going right here with the classic Goody Mob, The Cell Therapy.
When the scene unfolds, young girls, 13 years old, expose themselves to any tongue they can hate. Got more stretch marks than these hoes, hollering they got rank. See, Sega ain't in this new world, all to them experimenting in Atlanta, Georgia, United Nations overseas. Trained assassins do search and seize, ain't knocking or asking. They're coming for niggas like me. White trash like they, tricks like her, back in slavery. Concentration camps, laced with gas pipelines. Infernos, outdoors like they had back when they don't. Hitler was living in 1945. Listen to me now, believe me later on. In the future, look at what it said. In the Constitution, that in the event of a race war, places like Operation Heartbreak Hotel, moments tell until that tight vent seal off despair. Them say expect no mercy. Fool, you should be my least worries. Got a deal with W-2-10-99s. On marked black helicopter swoop down and try to put missiles in mine. Who's that peeking in my window? Nobody now. Who's that peeking in my window?
Me and my family moved in our apartment complex. A gate with the serial code was put up next. They claim that this community is so drug free, but it don't look that way to me, cause I can see the young bloods hanging out at the store. 24/7 drunk is looking for a hit of the blow. It's powerful. Oh, you know what else they trying to do? Make a curfew, especially for me and you. The traces of the new world order. Time is getting shorter. If we don't get prepared, people, it's gonna be a slaughter. My mind won't allow me to not be curious. My folk don't understand, so they don't take it serious. But every now and then, I wonder if the gate was put up to keep crime out or keep our ass in.
Who's that peeking in my window? Nobody, nobody. Who's that peeking in my window? Nobody, nobody.
Listen up, little nigga, I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too, and I know I shouldn't smoke so much, but I do. With a crew every day on the average by 4 or 5. I'm looking to be alive and surprised. I won't realize the call after I lost my best friend Bean. I recognize as a king. Who am I to tell you to stop smoking? Now you open to disease and cold, and ain't 16 years old. This shit has got to stop. Let's take a walk through detox. I won't out of this hole. I'm in the cell under attack. Look up, folks, stay in the hood. Got an eye on every move I make. Open your face to info. You ain't know, cause it's kept low. Ha, the new world plan. Reach the planet without the black
so
man.
So what's your aim? Try to separate me from the blood. It's disrespect like coming in my home and not wiping your feet on the rug. The citron absolute has got me bucking no hand with no phone. Look out for the man with the mask and the white pony on my back of pills. Staying off my toes, I was on my heels, the same plane. Soldiers coming in the dark, my plane to report the new system by rain. Tag my skin with your computer chip. Run your hand over the scanner to buy your dish now. No more fishing for your fish. No more fishing for the days fish. Of the old days, past ways gone, mind blown, perception. My name on your select, but I call the cunt. Who's that peeking in my window?
Nobody,
nobody. Who's that peeking in my window?
Nobody,
nobody.
Classic joint right there. Goody Mob, Cell Therapy. Right now, I'm going to give y'all the top nine most popular hip-hop songs, joints, whatever you want to call them, downloaded today. But right now, hold on, let me get some music going. Remember this joint? No, I'm not going to freestyle. But yo, you should check out this video. This was very Halloween. This was Symphony 2000 EPMD featuring Redman, Method Man, Lady Luck, Def Jam. Yo, all right, enough goofing around. It's Hip Hop Halloween. I am the resident disc junkie, Chilla. I got your top nine most popular hip hop singles of the week. Coming in at number nine, Vinnie Paz, The Oracle, produced by DJ Premier. Man, this one was kind of tough. I gave it a C+, B-. I guess you can go ahead and press play on this one, download it. The beat instantly grabs you. I mean, how could it not? It's primo, you know what I mean? The verses were a little disappointing from dude from Jedi Mind Tricks, but, you know, not bad, but not great. You know, primo owns the track, though, with the beat and the scratches, straight up. Number eight, Wiz Khalifa, Runaways, D+. You can skip that one right there. Don't even bother. T.I. featuring Lil Wayne, Ball. B+. I didn't think I was gonna like this joint just from seeing Lil Wayne, but like I said, I try to be subjective with these things. It sounds like a throwback to like 10 years ago, like in a good way. So go ahead and download that one. Number six, Wu-Tang featuring Kool G Rap, Rivers of Blood. Come on, you already know. A-. This was the track of the week. As soon as the first verse by Raekwon came in, I knew this was gonna be the joint of the night. The hook is kind of, it's like a mix of awkward, but kind of cool. You know what I mean? Ghost verse is super dope, but you know, everybody comes with it on that one. Number five. From last week also, Kanye West, White Dress, dropped from number one to number five, but still B+. Number four, A$AP Rocky featuring Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and 2 Chainz. I gave it a B. Oh, sorry, the track is called Fucking Problem. That's a B. Sounds like a typical club banger, but you know, the bass was kind of dope. I wouldn't bump it, but it's a cool little banger. Number three, Kendrick Lamar, Backseat Freestyle. I gave it a straight A. Kendrick Lamar doing big things. Number two, Meek Mill featuring John Legend, Nas, and Rick Ross. Maybach Curtains. B freaking plus. Cool beat, nice hook by John Legend, all around cool verses by the MCs. Meek Mill was, you know, he was okay. Rick Ross came in, and Nas is, as you expected, dope. The number one most popular track this week was Kendrick Lamar featuring Drake called Poetic Justice, which was a kind of whack beat. It was chopped up Janet Jackson joint. The song seemed kind of lazy, to be quite honest with you, but hey, that's how it goes, you know. Tune in next week to see what the most popular joints are next time. All right, we are five songs deep, so we're going to get into number six coming up. This one is called Scary Movie, off of the movie, Scary Movie, Bad Meets Evil, Eminem and Royce the 5'9", right here on The Takeover. 99.
Yo, Slim Shady.
Yo, Royce 5'9".
Y'all wanna- I just had to stop the track for a second. Y'all don't even know. These verses, both of them, they flow on this track. So we're going to start it over. Listen to the flow on both these boys right here.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo, Slim Shady.
Yo, Royce 5'9".
Y'all want to make a movie?
What?
We got the film right here.
Yeah, I'm one of them pretty rappers. Fuck if I really have to. I really slap you. King of Detroit, who they naming the city after?
What?
Scantless partners, whose grammar hammers the hard shit into your heart with content you don't want to start with. Expert, bad and evil is coming soon. MCs get stuck head first back in their mother's womb. The shit is written. In my eyes, I'm the illest MC spitting.
What?
Leaving all of you cash shitting kittens. I got a issue. My niggas be cocking pistols. Shot and split you. Fuck splitting the profits with you.
What?
6% of y'all niggas is just pretend. Clicks with clicks. Pussy niggas stick with dicks.
What?
Niggas act bully and blast for the fast penny. My auto is fully. Plenty of your niggas pack a semi. Speak dark. Show you get paid.
What?
Rhyming about it is the sweet part. You can't be street smart with a cheap heart. 5'9", a street nigga with deep feeling.
What?
I keep illin', my steez willing to keep killing.
What?
Fuck rap. A lot of y'all all is just acts. Trust that. You rhyme all whack on rough tracks.
Bust.
And then we all black when you get bust back at.
Fuck that.
You get blast at.
You get laughed at.
And I'ma spit thunder.
What?
Stick to my guns. Niggas is finished before they gimmicks. One hit wonders.
What?
Big balls. That's why when I spit, you click stars. I'm a pit bull. I'm just dog. I'm just raw.
What?
Split y'all. Holler it's on. Then I dish y'all. All of y'all niggas get pissed on. Claiming you pissed off.
I want drama. Wanna make a scary movie. Rappers coming in with their team and carry toolies. You can jump right out of the screen and barely move me. We hard hitting. Directing and starring in it. Y'all want drama? Wanna make a scary movie? Rappers coming in with their team and carry toolies. You can jump right out of the screen and barely move me. We hard hitting.
one man on the planet that'll drive off of the Grand Canyon, hop out of a Grand Dam and land in a handstanding. Any man planning a battle will get snatched out of his clothes so fast it'll look like an invisible man standing. I'm headed for hell, I'd rather be dead or in jail. Bill Clinton, hit this, you better than hell. Cause any MC that chooses to go against me is getting taken advantage of, like Monica Lewinsky. Came home in a frenzy, pushing a 10-speed, screaming the amp, hey, with three spokes sticking out of my pant leg. Fuck a headache, give me a migraine, damn it, I like pain. Used to be anywhere that I might gain. You rap knowing you act, you act up and I'm throwing you down a flight of steps, then I'm throwing you back up em. If they don't like the track, fuck em. The rap struck em harder than getting hit by a Mac truck and then backed up on. And any half-ass known rapper to trespass better be ready for the second celebrity deathmatch. So tell the medic to bring the medication in quickly. I'm sicker than the Tupac dedication to Biggie. I'm free falling feet first out of a damn tree to stampede your chest that you can't breathe. And when I'm down to my last breath, I'ma climb the Empire State Building and get to the last step. You still have half
y'all left. Y'all want drama, wanna make a scary movie. Rappers coming in with their team and carry toolies. You can jump right out of the screen and barely move me. We hard hitting, directing and starring in it. Y'all want drama, wanna make a scary movie. Rappers coming in with their team and carry toolies. You can jump right out of the screen and barely move me. We hard hitting, directing and starring in it.
Yo, y'all can't see this, but Sheree is outside in the studio getting bucket naked, changed for her Halloween party tonight. But anyways, that was Bad Meets Evil, Scary Movies. Right up here, coming up next is Razzcast, Interview with a Vampire. Right here is a pretty dope track. Here you go.
You want to talk to God? God never sleeps.
Now what came first?
Armageddon.
Along my leg, a leg, a on my head. Hitting in your direction. The riddle was the answer to the question. What? Born of the flesh. What is
inside fashion? My mother's womb. Doomed to return to the tomb. Or was it from the dead I was raised? All too soon to pay. On judgment day. Is this beginning or the ending? Died sinning. Still winning, still grinning, descending, verdict still pending, born pretending, 300 billion men, women, and children, deja vu, could be I'm dreaming, but we all ask for divine reason, while still breathing and until leaving, who, what, when, where, how, and most of all, why, do we live just to die?
The book was written, way before the apple got bitten, there's no God but me, mathematically, individual, my decision was all adventures, I need not mention infinite dimensions. The human mind's flaw is limited comprehension. So while you try to travel the Mars and the stars, your God manifests through the entire universe. From the sun, moon, to earth, I created man in my image, and the black man was first. For scientific explanation, yeah, I made man out of dirt.
But how can a man be first when it's a woman that's
listen,
giving birth?
Single-celled organisms, the homo sapien, the albinism.
What's that?
White.
They keep the world separate and unequal.
They teach you right is wrong, wrong is right, up is down. Since the king off his throne, is the planet flat around.
Can we really time travel when is there life in outer space?
Wait, you knew all this in the first place. You trying to get to God.
But I've fallen from your grace. A billion paths to take, but which one is truly straight?
And what came first? The chicken or the egg?
Free Adamant.
The armor, leg, a leg, a armor, head. Heading in your direction. The riddle was the answer to the question. Born of the flesh, what is perfection? What came first? The chicken or the egg?
Armageddon.
The armor, leg, a leg, a armor, head. Can you walk across water or rise from the dead? I heard it say he lived and the son of man fled.
It's a process. Shit don't just happen, I create it. Everything you see and shit you don't, son, I made it and waited. I'm the Big Bang Theory in evolution. Been there, done that, from revolution to prostitution. The first and final solution. The Quran, Bible, and Vedas is only tools. Don't be confused when the medulla oblongata comes.
So revelations is Genesis.
360 degrees of limitless.
Shit, I'm on fucking Nimbus. Who is you, Trump? I thought you knew. Who else? Lucifer, the library, stupid, the devil himself. He the creator, we all the creation. Guess I'm eternal damnation. Got you bitches seeking your own salvation. Who taught you how to pray? Cause you read it in the book. Look, you bear witness to I'm in Ray. Every day when you say amen, then turn around and preach worship before God is an unforgivable sin. Yeah, the good book is like comic book. You take them too literal. I switch you into believing that your power, the reason, makes you able to live infinite. You're getting physical. Yes, I'm the born time miracle. Basically, I tell true lies in general. The yin and the yang. The plague with a trillion years of gang.
You got you selling your spiritual for power, money, and fame. I came out of triple stage darkness. Immortals, my attributes. But either you make me the mystery god like the Loch Ness.
for you signs to prove or disprove my existence. Trying to unlock this artificial intelligence clone in the space station. Trying to build a tower of Babylon, but you sadly mistaken. When I started racing Homo sapiens, you looking for angels with wings. I'ma bring young niggas with an AK. Fuck the aliens.
So what you saying then? You the one who created
what you call Mother Nature is the nature of me. Oh. What you call evil ultimately was a force inside of me. Matter can't be created or destroyed, it just changes shape. One God, many people, and many faiths. And this is how I wanted to do it.
Wait, wait, hold up. Father, tell me, who is God's son? And what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Creatomite.
The armor, leg, a leg, a armor, head. Head in your direction. The riddle was the answer to the question. Born of the flesh, what is perfection? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Armageddon.
The armor, leg, a leg, a armor, head.
I'll be the Jesus to your Buddha, the Krishna, at your Juma, the big kahuna, Jehovah, Witnesses, Sway Pumas, Zeus, Pharaoh, Elohim, Saturn, Yahweh, Jah, Rastafari, Allah, the Most High, the being, only that I'm not. I'm the ocean, the trees, a bumblebee and a clock. Earthquakes, how much money you have to take? The reason behind every mistake mankind continually makes.
Did God create man or did man need to create God?
The answer is both, that's how mortals look at God as eyes. You try to customize me to be
Yo, that's Razzcast interview with the vampire. We got to cut it short, unfortunately, because we're running out of time. Here's the next joint, number 8 on the countdown. This is Lupe Fiasco, The Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cool. Turn me up. Uh-huh. Yeah. Came back in the same suit that he was buried in, similar to the one his grandfather was married in. Yes, he was still fresh to death, bling two earrings, a chain laying on his chest. He still had it cause they couldn't find it, and the bullets from his enemy sat like 2 inches behind it. Smelled the Hennessy from when his niggas got reminded and poured out liquor in his memory. He didn't mind it, but he couldn't sip it fast enough, so the liquor was just filling the casket up. Floating down by his feet was the letter from his sister. Second grade handwriting simply read, I miss ya. Suit jacket pocket held his baby daughter's picture. Right next to it, one of his men stuck a swisher. He had a notion as he laid there soaking. He saw that the latch was broken. He kicked his casket open and he,
this life goes passing you by. It might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 oh. If life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, making your moves, yeah, paying your dues.
Uh-huh.
Chasing the cool.
Not at all nervous as he dug to the surface. Tarnished gold chain is what he loosened up the earth with. He used his mouth as a shovel to try and hollow it. And when he couldn't dirt spit, he swallowed it. Working like a reverse archaeologist, except his buried treasure was sunshine. So when some shine through a hole that he had drove, it reflected off the goal and almost made some blind. He grabbed onto some grass and climbed, pulled himself up out of his own grave and looked at the time on the watch that had stopped 6 months after the shots that had got him in the box, ringing Henny out his socks. Figured it was hours because he wasn't older. Used some flowers to brush the dirt up off his shoulders. So with a right hand that was all bones and no reason to stay, he decided to walk home. So he,
this life goes passing you by. It might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 oh. If life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, making your moves, paying your dues, chasing the cool.
He begged for some change to get him on the train. Damn, the nigga stank is what they complain. Tried to light the blunt, but it burst into flames. Caught the reflection in the window of what he became. A long look, wasn't shook, wasn't ashamed. Matter of fact, only thing on his brain was brains. Yeah, and getting back in his lane, doing his thing. First he had to find something to slay. Next stop was his block, it had the same cops. Walked right past the same spot where he was shot. Shocked that some little niggas tried to sell him rocks. It just felt weird being on the opposite. They figured that he wasn't from there, so they pulled out and robbed him with the same gun they shot him with. Put it to his head and said, you scared, ain't you? He said, hustler for death, no heaven for a gangster.
This life goes passing you by. It might go fast if you lie. You born, you live, then you die. Oh, 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 oh. If life goes passing you by, don't cry. If you're breaking the rules, making your moves, paying your dues, chasing the cool.
Yeah.
Echo the Cool. That was actually non-hip-hop related. That is one of my favorite songs off that album. If probably not my favorite, you know what I mean? I got Mr. Jones in the studio for the last few minutes. He was telling me how much in love he is with Kendrick Lamar's new album, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, that finally came out.
Yeah, definitely a banger. Like, every song, maybe... definitely every song.
We were
like,
talking about Art of Peer Pressure. That is definitely a downloadable song. That is one of my favorite joints off the album. It's very reminiscent to Outkast. It's like what I was talking about last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't even remember how Kendrick Lamar, you know, is one of the futures of hip-hop. And you were saying one of your favorite joints?
One of my... I got a few favorite joints. Definitely the Backseat Freestyle, the song Money Trees. And the, on the deluxe album, they got like maybe four extra songs that's not on the actual album, which are all great. So if you don't buy the album, definitely get the deluxe album.
Definitely.
All those songs hit.
All right, Kendrick Lamar. Oh, and he did the joint with J. Cole, I guess. We'll talk about this more after because we're running out of time. We got one more joint left on the 9 at 9. Oh, man, hope everyone has a happy Halloween. Have a safe Halloween. Go celebrate tomorrow. Celebrate on Wednesday. Celebrate all week, you know. Who cares?
Go see Paranormal 4.
Oh, we got to talk about that, too. But, all right, y'all, we got one more song. Make sure to check out this episode and all past episodes on Podomatic.com/Chilla415, Twitter, @Chilla415, and also @AlonzoPayne. That's my co-host, Mr. Jones. Facebook, same thing, /Chilla. Tumblr, /Chilla415. We're out of time. Check out next week's episode. We're going to prepare for the presidential election with Hip Hop Goes Political right here on The Takeover, the 9 at 9. Right on, everybody, for checking us out this week. Keep your head up, play nice, stay fresh, drink your J.U. Weiss. This is Chilla wishing everybody happy Friday night. And we're out, y'all, with the last joint of the day.
Of the blood was sent, unleash the beast within. I walk around with the strength of 100 men. Two wrestlers run before I count the 10. Blood dripping from my canine like a fountain pen. It seems I've been asleep for 1,000 years. The way my world has changed, it brings me 1,000 tears. Prince of darkness, they walk through the rays of light. To this beat of empire, I'm the prototype. The shape-shifting mirror image flash prototype. The everlasting original red platotype.
He was born perfect. And just like the great white shark, the sky has never had to fall.
Again, the blind, deaf, and the dumb will talk again.